Hi, this is Marcy Hill, and I am here with Maria Davalos, the Executive Director of Prince's Closet. Maria, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for having me in your radio.
I wanted to interview you today because you sent me a couple flyers about upcoming contest at Prince's Closets. But before we get into the contest, I wanted to find out more about why you started Prince's Closets, and if you could give me a little history about it.
Sure. I started Prince's Closet back in 2010. My daughter, Isabel, was in high school, and she was in her senior year. And for the past couple of years, I kept hearing her girlfriends try to figure out where they were going to get homecoming dresses and other special occasion dresses. I'm a single parent, and I have four children. Isabel is my youngest. And I've sent them to private schools to try to give them a better opportunity and prepare them better for college. So I kind of struggle, you know, trying to be able to afford the special events at the school. So I kept hearing the girls try to figure out where they were getting dresses, and they would, like, borrow each other's dresses. And I kind of asked Isabel, her girlfriends, what they thought about the idea about starting a closet and the girls donating dresses, and they would have, like, a bigger pick. Excuse me. And the girls thought it was a great idea, as well as Isabel. And so I started doing some research on how to open up an organization and what it entailed. And a couple of months before prom, Prince's Closet was born. And actually, a couple of Isabel's girlfriends did get a dress from the Prince's Closet and attended their prom.
Oh, that's sweet. And I know this is, well, currently, how many dresses, no, let me switch that. With Prince's Closets, do you have enough dresses to cover the needs of the young ladies?
Yes, we do. Actually, we have quite a few dresses. We have commitments from various boutiques as well as organizations like International Pageant, Chicago Spirit Fashion. And we also receive donations from the community. Currently, we have two storage units, and we have approximately 1,500 dresses ready for prom this year. We do lack, however, in larger sizes, 16 and up, and then we are trying to build more of a shoe package for the girls, so we are trying to work on shoe drives.
Okay, so you said you need larger dresses for the
yes,
girls.
Large dresses would be 14 and up, and we're also trying to be able to accommodate them with a pair of shoes.
So you do need some shoes. You're having a shoe drive for the young ladies.
Yes, we have different organizations who are going to be doing the shoe drive actually starting in February. We have a shoe store in Bronzeville, Enchantment, that will be doing the shoe drive starting February 1st. We have the Federal Bureau of Investigation in Chicago that are also going to be doing a shoe drive. All the information is on our website. If anyone cares to donate, they can actually drop it off at those locations.
And since you mentioned your website, could you give the link to your site?
Yes, the link is www.princess-closet.org.
Okay, and on your site, you mentioned that you have daydream events. What are those?
The dream day events, excuse me, are the events that we put together where we give out the prom attire for the girls. We have them at different locations. This year, we're going to have a couple of them at Gas Hill Center in Tilson, and the majority of them at the Boys and Girls Club in Bridgeport in Chicago. The information is also on the website, and the only thing a girl has to do is go to Eventbrite and type in Prince's Closet, and the events will show up, and they just register. The only thing they need to bring with them at the time of the event is their high school ID.
And what are some of the Dream Day events? What are some of the activities of the Dream Day events?
Well, we have a whole program put together this year. We're going to start off with a mini fashion show. We're going to be displaying some of the dresses that are going to be available later on that day for the girls to shop. We have a fashion consultant, a makeup director, who's going to give them tips on how to wear their makeup, what type of dress to look for, depending on their body structure. We're also going to have a mini presentation if they're college-bound, if they need any information on FAFSA scholarships. We will introduce our two scholarships, the Prince's Closet Scholarship and the Prince's Closet Closet Davalos Memorial Scholarship and how they can apply for that. Those scholarships will be awarded in August of 2012.
Then after the
mini fashion show and the mini workshops, the girls will have an opportunity to shop with a personal shopper, and they'll go through the racks, pick out their dress, and if we have shoes and accessories available, they'll be welcome to shop for those too.
Well, I like that. Maybe I need to be there with the girls.
That's we also will be having some raffles throughout the event, and we'll have prizes like gift certificates for hair salons, perfume, makeup, things that will be donated by vendors.
Oh, that's sweet. Now, with the Dream Day events, is that a one-day event and you have different workshops, or do you have several workshops on your individual days?
Actually, the Dream Day events are several days. It starts the last Saturday in March, and it goes through every Saturday in April, and then ends on Saturday, May the 5th. And each program is actually kind of structured the same way, with a mini fashion show and different workshops. We'll have maybe a self-esteem workshop, prom safety, college bounds. We can even have a little bit of a makeup technique mini workshop. So it just depends and it varies, but it's kind of structured almost the same. And it's a great opportunity for a girl to come out, because she does not only get to shop for her prom attire, but she gets information on the scholarship. She gets information on, you know, how to wear her makeup, how to do her hair, and the chance to win products.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, for the young ladies who are interested, or who have needs, are there any income requirements, or do they just have to have a high school ID?
There is no income requirement. All it requires is they sign up through Eventbrite, and that they bring their high school ID with them. As a single parent, I know how it is to have to share your income, and I didn't want to put anyone through that. We want this to be a positive experience. We want the girl to feel like she's shopping in a boutique. We want her to have a special day and look forward to her prom.
And do you guys do alterations on the dresses?
Well, we have various vendors at these events. We have some vendors that can do alterations. We have cleaners that we work with, where we can send the girl to the cleaner if their dress needs to be cleaned.
I'm sorry. I just went to the site.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that again? I'm going to edit the.
Sure, that's okay. We work with various vendors, and some of them do attend the Dream Day events. We have vendors that do alterations. We have cleaners, and they offer their services at a very low rate, and some of them even donate their services. So there is alterations available.
Okay, you said something on your site that I really, really, really loved. You said, while the girls focus on choosing their magical dress, we focus on them. And that really touched my heart, because I don't know why. I just really liked it, because I guess the focus is on the girls, that and it's making them feel that they are important, that their event is important to them. I mean, that's what I gathered from just that one statement.
Yes, as I said, I have a daughter, and she went through her prom, and, you know, she went to school for 4 years, studied really hard, did really great, and I think that every girl should be able to celebrate this milestone in her life. And at Princess Closet likes to make sure that they feel special, that we boost their self-esteem, that we emphasize that they continue their education, because they will be our future leaders of tomorrow. And if we don't support them, who will? We need to be able to support our children so that they make good leaders.
And do you guys have any programs, or are partnering with any organizations that offer similar programs for young men?
We haven't come across an organization that helps young men. We were able, though, this year to offer a tuxedo package for the young men going to prom. And we did that through partnering with TBS Bridal. Deanie Roberts was the owner, and she's located in Oak Brook. And there is a tuxedo package on the website, and we forward that information to surrounding high schools.
Well, that's nice. I'm sorry. And I only have two more questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your upcoming events? or program or activities that you have for the girls? I know that you have, well, let me rephrase that. I know that you have a contest or two that because you sent them to me. Could you explain those in more detail?
Yes. This year we're able to offer two prom contests. One is called the Ultimate Prom Package, where a girl needs to submit a 500-word essay, and if she wins, she will be awarded a brand-new dress, brand-new shoes, jewelry, makeup, haircut, nanny, and a petty, two prom tickets, shoes, and a gift basket full of makeup products. The other contest we have is called the Curvy Girl Contest, and that's for our ladies who are in larger sizes and would like to sketch the type of prom dress that they would like to wear. If they're selected the winner, we have a designer who is from Black Nation, and she will design the dress for them. They will receive their shoes, their hair, their makeup. Similar to the Ultimate Prom Package, the only difference is that their dress will be designed. So they're actually fun contests, and I encourage every girl to enter because you never know. You could be the winner, and all your prom will be taken care of.
Well, I like that. And how can the community help Princess Closets?
Well, the community can help in various ways. One is to keep the donations coming. Look in your closet and see what you can donate. We look for, again, any formal wear that's suitable for prom, evening shoes, evening bags, evening wraps, custom jewelry, unopened makeup and perfume. The other thing we need is for the community to take advantage of the program. I know that in this economic times, it's very hard for everyone, and people are losing their jobs daily. We're here to help out, and we like to see the community take advantage of the program and save their money maybe towards graduation expenses. When you're a senior in high school, towards the end of the year, there are a lot of expenses that a parent incurs besides paying tuition if they go to a private school. So I encourage the parents and the children to take advantage of the program.
And one last question. Well, I said there were two, but I have one last one this time.
Sure.
How can people contact Princess Closet? I know you have the website, and if you could give us the email address, I'm sorry, the web address for the closet, and if you're on any social sites, if you have a newsletter sign up, please let us know all of that.
Yes. We have a website, which is www.princess-closet.org. Our email address is princess.closet@live.com, or you can reach us at 312-203-5392. We're currently working on a newsletter with the Student Advisory Board, which is made up of high school students and college students. We target February the 1st for our first newsletter, which will be on the website. If you like to be mailed a newsletter, please send me an email. We gladly put you on the newsletter email list.
Okay, and those are all the questions I have. And did you have any questions or any more information that you wanted to share with the audience?
The other one thing I wanted to also ask is if you're a high school student, a college student, a parent, and looking to volunteer your services, we're always looking for volunteers, especially for our Dream Day events. We like to assign a girl a personal shopper to help her go through her shopping experience, and that requires a lot of volunteers. If you're interested in being a volunteer, you can contact us via the website, the email that I just gave out, or the phone number. It is a very rewarding experience, and we're looking to grow. And if you're an organization thinking of doing a fundraiser or a dress drive or shoe drive, please contact us.
Okay, I'm sorry, I might just try to do that through Shorty. I haven't done much in the way of my site recently because I'm trying to pull more resources together for interviews and to make my site more interactive, but that might be one of my projects.
Yes, because we're constantly looking to also increase our scholarship funds.
Okay.
So if like a person wants to create a scholarship on behalf of someone, they can do that. Currently we have two scholarships, the Princess Closet Scholarship and the Princess Closet Davalos Memorial Scholarship. That particular scholarship is on behalf of my parents, and we support that scholarship.
Okay, wonderful. Well, that's all I have for my interview.
Thank you.
And don't hang up. Well, wait, I'm about to say, well, thank you, Maria, for your, excuse me, thank you for your time today, Maria.
And thank you for having the Princess Closet, and we look forward to your continued support.
All right, thank you.